Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. The boom in baby boomer musicals continues on Broadway this winter. Beautiful, a new musical based on the life of the singer-songwriter Carole King and featuring many of her beloved songs, is the latest jukebox musical to capitalize on classic hits from the 1960s and 70s. Charles, what parts of Carole King's life are brought to the foreground in this show?
Well, it's sort of bookended by scenes set in 1971 when she's performing solo at Carnegie Hall. But in fact, the majority of the show is her early years. It's how a nice Jewish girl became a songwriting sensation in the 60s.
Carol Klein to Carole King. Is there enough drama here to make a compelling narrative arc?
Well, it concentrates on her marriage to Jerry Goffin, which was a little bit rocky and ultimately ended. And to create some other drama, they've added Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil as sort of a rival couple. They were friends, but also competitors. But still, it's not the most fiery, dramatic musical, let's put it that way.
On the other hand, Jesse Mueller's won great notices for her performances as Carole King. Does she bring the character alive on stage?
She is absolutely wonderful. She really is the news of this show. She sings beautifully. She doesn't really impersonate King, but she does a nice job of capturing her vocal timbre. And she's just a really warm, natural actress. And it's really a really wonderful performance.
Well, people who are fond of the music of these eras, the early 1960s through the 1970s, be pleased with how the songs are presented?
I think they will. They don't use them as book songs, which I think is a relief. So they don't try to shoehorn them into the plot too much, a couple of times perhaps. But they're mainly just presented and performed by some of the, you know, people impersonating the original groups, like the Shirelles, Little Eva. And of course, Carole King does a lot of singing herself.
Beautiful, based on the life of singer-songwriter Carole King, directed by Mark Bruni with a book by Doug McGrath, is now playing at the Stephen Sondheim Theater on Broadway. We go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times each week here on WQXR.
WQXR is supported by Manhattan Theater Club, presenting the new Broadway play Outside Mullingar, starring Tony winner Brian F. O'Byrne and Emmy winner Deborah Messing. Pulitzer Prize-winning writer John Patrick Shanley and Tony-winning director Doug Hughes, who created Doubt, reunited MTC for this world premiere romantic comedy about how it's never too late to take a chance on love. It's kind of an Irish Moonstruck. Now on Broadway through March 16th. Tickets and info at ManhattanTheaterClub.com.